This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Hit-and-run crashes in Colorado appear to be on an upward trend, despite efforts from legislators and law enforcement to crack down on the number of incidents. In the Denver area alone, 17 hit-and-run crashes are reported to police every day. And almost three times a month, someone in Colorado is killed by a driver who then flees the scene. Lawmakers passed a law in 2012 to toughen penalties for people who leave the scene of a hit-and-run, but it's not clear yet if it's had any effect. iNews at Rocky Mountain PBS looked into the data and has released an analysis. Bert Hubbard was part of the investigation.
We couldn't believe the numbers, to tell you the truth. You know, we managed to get the injury hit-and-runs from Lakewood, Denver, and Aurora. And between those three cities, they've averaged one a day over the last 3 years.
So that is people being injured or killed?
Yeah. And it goes from like bumps and bruises all the way to like deaths and paralysis, things like that. So it's a wide range.
And what was interesting is even as overall traffic deaths are falling, this is not the case with hit and run.
That's correct. Yeah, we actually did. We took the deaths from, went back all the way to 1982 and did year by year through 2012. And it goes up and down quite a bit every year. Mm-hmm. But the general trend seems to be that hit and runs as a percent of all highway fatalities has been going up fairly steadily. And actually in 2012, the last year they had, it was the highest percent the state's ever recorded.
Well, I think what everyone wants to know is why. I mean, why is this such a problem here?
They've had a couple of studies, national studies, done over the years. None real recent. I think there could be more distracted driving that leads to more accidents and that more people think they can get away with it.
Let's talk about alcohol real quickly because...
The best study, which was done out of Vermont, but it was a national study, they actually interviewed the drivers who were apprehended in the hit and runs, and they found that alcohol was a major factor, and that if people had been drinking, they didn't want to get caught at all because they knew that the repercussions would be pretty severe. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that change in state law that took place in 2012 did away with a loophole that basically motorists who were driving drunk and hit somebody, it was in their best interest to flee and then come back after they'd sobered up and face the consequences. And so they tried to toughen the state law to take away that loophole.
Just real briefly, what does the problem look like? I mean, this is obviously focused on the Denver metro area.
Sure.
What about in other counties like Weld and, you know,
Weld,
Larimer?
Yeah, Weld is interesting because Weld has always been characterized by high highway fatalities. Mm-hmm. But they haven't had a hit-and-run fatality since 2010. We found very few hit-and-run fatalities in the rural areas.
Do you have any idea on why that is?
You know, I'm not sure because the initial studies thought that they would be more prevalent in rural areas because they could get away faster and no one would see them. And it may be, you know, a function of just the population density and the car density in some of these metro areas. There may be more distracted type driving situations in the metro areas.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's still, you talk to people and they still have a lot of questions that go unanswered about this phenomenon.
That's Bert Hubbard, senior reporter with iNews at Rocky Mountain PBS. You can read the full report and see a map of recent hit-and-run incidents along the Front Range at our website, kunc.org.